Thank you, and I give the floor to Mr. Marcos Orellana. We have a video conference.
Thank you, Vice President. As we have heard in the testimonies presented today, is behind the reality of unspeakable and long-term harms to the human rights of the Marshallese people, a reality of pain across generations that results from racial discrimination, a reality of injustice that stems from insufficient reparations in the face of violations. I wish to recall that Human Rights Council Resolution 51/35 recognizes that the Republic of the Marshall Islands does not have the capacity or resources to remove from its territory or treat the wastes from the nuclear tests. Implementation of the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment in the Marshall Islands therefore requires renewed international cooperation to clean up this waste. The right to a remedy for the victims of exposure to radioactive contamination should not be forestalled by systemic obstacles. In this connection, the safekeeping of records and testimonies of lived experiences and all nuclear legacy-related information should inform an archival strategy for the benefit of present and future generations. Radiological contamination caused by nuclear testing has created what can be called sacrifice zones. This term describes situations of racially marginalized and formerly colonized peoples that were